This is Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman. Massachusetts state lawmakers heard testimony earlier today about legislation that would make assaulting a police officer a felony. Right now, it's a misdemeanor. The legislation gained support following the death earlier this year of Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino. He was shot and killed while responding to a traffic stop in May, and the shooter, Jorge Zambrano, had already been in court three times in the month leading up to the shooting. And it was including charges of assaulting a police officer. So supporters of this bill say this bill will protect police officers, but critics say it's not necessary. We've got one perspective here right now. We're joined by retired Plainville Police Chief Ned Merrick. He's also the Director of Governmental Affairs with the Massachusetts Fraternal Order of Police. And welcome to Radio Boston, Chief Merrick.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You were on Beacon Hill today when this hearing was going on?
Yes, I testified.
What would these bills do, or this bill do, and why do you think it's an important bill to establish?
The governor's bill is House 4440. It basically establishes assault and battery on a police officer that results in serious bodily injury as up to a 10-year felony. And while I agree with the basic premise of the bill, I disagree with the notion that in order for somebody to be charged with assault and battery on a police officer, that the officer has to suffer serious bodily injury in order for the felony provision to kick in.
So just to clarify, you want this to be a felony, this kind of assault, but it has to be, in your terms, an assault no matter what is a felony.
Yeah, an assault and battery. An assault is just like if I threaten you, that's an assault. If I point a gun at you and do nothing else, that's an assault. If I hit you with that gun, it's now assault and battery.
So there are two bills. Is there a difference that you'd want to point out in the legislation you heard today?
Well, both of the bills require serious bodily injury in order to charge for the felony. And my premise is that we shouldn't have to have serious bodily injury when a police officer is assaulted and battered. Bear in mind that probably 10 or 15 years ago, the Great and General Court passed legislation that made it a felony to assault and batter a firefighter. Now, I know that there's people that'll say, well, there's provisions in the statute. Generally, if one person assault and batters another with a dangerous weapon, that's a felony. And why can't you use that statute?
We want to hear that other side in just a minute. I do want to ask you if you know, Chief, if in other states there are laws that already describe this assault and battery as a felony.
I know that there are other states in which A and B on a police officer is a felony. I couldn't cite those for you right this minute because I'd have to do a little research.
But this is not coming out of its own vacuum. This is something that exists.
As a matter of fact, there was a fellow that testified this morning at the hearing. While he didn't seem to disagree with the premise of the bill, he thought that actually acting on it was somewhat of a knee-jerk reaction in relation to the national dialogue that's going on right now. And he suggested that maybe we should take a step back, remove the passion, and think about this clearly. And when I offered my testimony, I refuted that by saying simply, because I've been a lobbyist for various police associations for close to 30 years, and I know from personal perspective that this concept of assault and battery on a PO being a felony has been filed for probably 25 years.
Okay, so Chief Merrick, I think that maybe the person that you were mentioning is Rasan Hall. He does have something to say here that is contrary to what you're laying out. He's the director of the Racial Justice Program for the ACLU of Massachusetts. He's the former assistant district attorney in Suffolk County, and he did say to lawmakers on Beacon Hill today that increasing penalties wouldn't deter people from assaulting officers.
This bill is about retribution and punishment. And as a society that has been suffering from retribution and punishment in the criminal justice system that has played out in racially disparate ways, we need to really consider the bill that is before us.
Chief Merrick, is this addressing the thing that you just mentioned, that some say there needs to be a pause here and to not be looking at assault and battery in this way right now?
Well, I don't disagree with what the previous speaker said. I take a little bit of umbrage at the notion that it's retribution. It's certainly punishment. But I think the other thing that he overlooked was the fact that the general laws are not only designed to punish the offender, but they're also designed to provide a guide for reasonable behavior and set boundaries for bad behavior. And the fact that you pass a law that says we're going to increase from misdemeanor to felony the act of committing an assault and battery on a police officer could very well provide an incentive for someone that might be inclined to do it because it's only a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. It might slow them down and give them pause to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, sir, in this has been, you know, an incredibly hard week for police officers in the United States. After last week's shooting, I had the time yesterday to be listening to the memorial in Texas, and I wonder if you can talk about how what you're hearing from police this week and how they're feeling and if they're feeling afraid.
I don't think so much afraid, but what my fear is that the police will step back from performing functions that they're supposed to be performing for fear of retribution or somebody saying, "Oh, you stepped over the line. You're out of here," and things like that. And so that's what my fear is. I frankly, after having been a cop for 40 years, I don't think I'd want to be a cop today in this environment because there is very much of a us against them attitude. And frankly, it plays on both sides.
Okay. There is something more there to talk about for sure in the field of law enforcement. I want to thank you for coming on today. I know it was a last-minute moment, so thank you so much. Retired Plainville Police Chief Ned Merrick, also Director of Governmental Affairs with the Massachusetts Fraternal Order of Police.
Thank you.